The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. ChampionsOfThePeople.com is our website. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We're injury attorneys, and we've been helping people put their lives back together again who've been injured in a trauma, car crash, motorcycle crash, truck crash, workers' compensation issues for over 30 years. And we can help you put your life back together again. We bring the show to you to educate you, to teach you, to give you the information you need to have a level playing field with the insurance company on the other side, the insurance company who insures the at-fault party, the insurance company who's now going to try to beat your claim, defeat your injury claim, and that's what we do. And we're glad to do it for you. If you come into our law firm, we give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. We think that concept is so important. We trademarked protected legal game plan, and we wrote a book on legal game plan, a strategy for you, the injured victim. You can have the book free. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download a free ebook of any of our six books. One of them is called Legal Game Plan. Our most recent book is called Colorado Car Insurance, the Essential Guide to Insurance and Car Insurance in Colorado. It's an essential guideline. You need to read it. You need to have it, and they're all free. All of them are free. If you want a hard copy, call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. And we'll send you a hard copy of any or all of our books. We do it every week. Don't forget about our Saturday morning show, which is a live show Saturday morning on a sister station, KHOW, 6:30 a.m. at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's a live call-in show. We take your questions and give you answers for the hour-long show, and we helped a lot of people over the years, and we'll be glad to help you. All right, today's injury show. Our typical example is a motor vehicle crash. Could be a motorcycle, could be a truck, could be a pickup truck, could be pedestrian, could be hit and run. And so we talk about those types of injuries. As you know, we also do workers' compensation cases, but that's not on the agenda today. Motorcycle crash, okay? So you have to understand at the very beginning that the insurance company behind the at-fault party, the one who rear-ended you, T-boned you, head-on collision, hit you, that insurance company is your enemy. They're your adversary. Need to understand that. So today we're going to be talking about insurance coverages and damages. It's kind of confusing to a lot of people. People call us and ask us questions. So, Brad, let's just lay the groundwork, the playing field. You know, we have insurance policies. Let's just talk about liability insurance first, because that usually applies.
Sure. Liability insurance is the insurance you're going to get from the other side, the person who's caused the crash. We all are required by law to have insurance in the minimum amount of $25,000, $50,000. That's $25,000 per person, $50,000 per crash. That means, if you have two people, you got up to $25,000 each. If you have five people, that's $10,000 each. That's the minimum amount of insurance by law that you're required to have. I think last time we looked, Gary, I think the statistic said there was like 22% of the people out there don't have even the minimum amount of insurance. So it's not there. But it is liability insurance that you're required to have. So if you don't have it, go get it. And if you can get it in higher amounts, get it in higher amounts. Why? Because if you don't have it, or if you get in a crash that exceeds the amount of insurance you have, you put your personal assets at stake or at risk. Plaintiffs' lawyers, personal injury lawyers, try to recover the full amount of recovery for their clients. And one of the ways we do that is we look for every asset that's available. We prefer to go after the insurance companies only. We prefer it to be in the insurance, but if it's not, and if you have assets, you're leaving them at risk. So if your agent is out there talking to you and saying, hey, just go $25,000, they never sue for the balance, they never sue for the excess, we're going to be able to explain to you how not only might the injured party and their attorney and that injured party's attorney come after you for additional money and put your personal assets at risk, but the underinsured motorist company another insurance company may be coming after your personal assets to recover because you failed to get insurance or because you failed to get enough insurance.
Right. And so you need to understand liability insurance. And Brad was just explaining it to you from the perspective of the at-fault driver. The at-fault, and if you cause an accident, you need to have as much liability insurance as you can afford, period. Paragraph. Do it. But let's take it from the perspective now of the injured victim. What are you looking for? You're looking for compensation, fair, legitimate, full compensation for your injuries. And we've covered what the injuries mean, and they include medical bills, pain and suffering, physical injuries. We've done that in a different show. Today we're talking about the insurance. So if you're injured in a car crash, you know, the other person has insurance. And we're going to cover today what happens when they say, I'm sorry, I don't have any insurance, or my insurance was canceled. Or worse yet, they hand you an insurance card on the scene. You call the insurance company and they tell you that expired 2 months ago or 3 months ago or expired for non-payment of premium. So from the injured person's perspective, you need to see how much insurance there is, liability insurance on the at-fault driver. And Brad, let's cover just a little bit these insurance companies for the at-fault driver. Insurance company XYZ, can be any of them. They don't want to give you or us as attorneys or the injured victim the policy limits.
Another ridiculous position taken by insurance companies and the adjusters when they're doing it. It's nothing more than really a way in their minds, I believe, to just be difficult to show their true metal. So whenever you're in a crash, if you have not already hired an attorney by the time you're talking to the adjuster, and believe me, you should talk to an attorney before you talk to the adjuster. When you get the adjuster on the phone and the adjuster starts saying, well, tell me about the crash and tell me about the accident and tell me what happened and tell me what you know, say, whoa, before we go anywhere, tell me what your insured's policy limits are. Tell me the policy limits. And they will say, we're not telling you. Some will say, well, we have to talk to our insured first and get permission. Don't buy it. Then the next thing they're going to do is they're going to go, or some will just come right out and say, not giving it to you. That's something I can't give you. They'll say they don't know it. Don't buy it. They know it. Why won't they give it to you? Just to be obstinate. No other reason. But that's one of the things we do. That's one of the things we work very hard at getting. If they don't want to give it to us to begin with, then the recourse is to file a lawsuit. Within a few months after a lawsuit is filed, you're entitled to know the limits by law. They're required to give them to you. So you're wondering, okay, why do I have to file a lawsuit? And for those of you who've been in a crash, and once again, we take it from the part of causing the crash, ask yourself, why would my insurance company suck me into a lawsuit and make me go through a lawsuit just because they won't tell what my limits are? And when the adjuster calls and says, well, do you want to give them the limits? Ask yourself, why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I just tell them, here's how much coverage I've got? Why wouldn't you look at your insured, your agent, or your adjuster and say, hey, get this done. I've got plenty of limits. Take care of it. From our side, we're asking what the limits are because we have certain responsibilities. Those responsibilities include not only valuing the case, but also include that if there's not enough insurance or if we suspect there may not be enough insurance, then we need to put certain people on notice. We need to take certain actions. But the insurance company just won't do it. They don't want to tell you those limits.
The liability insurance company gives you several reasons. And so when we call them up, you're talking to the adjuster and you ask how much insurance does the at-fault party have, how much insurance, what are the policy limits? And they say no, and they give you different reasons and excuses, one of which Brad just covered. Sometimes they say, we can't give that to you. That's not true. That's not true. They can give it to you. Sometimes they say, well, we don't have permission from our insured, the at-fault driver, to give it to you. They don't need permission from the at-fault driver. They just tell you that. So you need to understand this. But more importantly, you're going to ultimately need to coordinate the liability insurance, the amount, and the state minimum in Colorado is $25,000. Maybe your medical bills are $30,000. Then you're going to say, what am I going to do? And we're going to cover that later in the show today. What are you going to do when there's not enough insurance there for liability insurance for you to be paid in full or made whole? But just understand that they're going to fight this concept. Now, we're going to talk about damages here. We have general damages and special damages, and you have to understand the basic concepts of the damages in order to make a claim for the liability insurance. And so, you know, how do you do that? Let's just talk a little bit about general damages, Brad, pain or suffering, and then we'll move over into special damages here.
Well, when we talk about the damages of pain and suffering, and when you get into a crash, there's certain things that are going to happen to you that don't have an immediate dollar value. And when we talk immediate dollar value, where you can't look at the price that it costs to take care of this thing. And that's what we start talking about when we start talking about the general damages, and we're talking about pain and suffering. We're talking about loss of enjoyment of life, loss of quality of life, the disabilities, and you're going to go through it. And so when somebody is put in pain for the rest of their life, or they're put in pain while they're having to go through the necessary recovery time period to overcome the injuries they sustain, is that compensable? Yes, it is. Should you be able to recover money for that? Well, of course you should. Why shouldn't you? You know, there's no explanation for why you shouldn't. And no, we shouldn't accept this fact that, well, you go through life, every now and then you're going to have some pains. You're not supposed to have pains inflicted by another person, whether it be intentional or whether it be negligently inflicted. It's not something you should have to deal with. So when you get pain and suffering, you should be able to be compensated for it. How do you measure it? A lot of people like to measure on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, like you want to die, and 1 being very maybe negligible or something you really don't have to deal with.
Okay, general and special damages. You know, general damages are like pain and suffering. Special damages are special to you. Did you lose your job? What kind of job did you have? What was your medical condition? What was your pre-existing condition? And on and on. We've covered these in our shows, and we're covering them in part again today. We're glad to do this for you. Bell and Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. Our telephone number is 303-795-1590. That's 795-5900. You can get any of our books free. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Okay, next up, we're going to be talking about causation. How do you prove causation? Why is it important to prove causation? And we'll cover that right after the break. When a driver chooses to violate a safety rule, everyone on the road is in danger. That means you, me, everyone. Driving and dangerous choices. Think about it. The only allowable choice is the safest choice. Otherwise, you and your family are put at risk, in harm's way. This is really what car crashes are all about. One driver makes a choice that violates a safety rule, everyone else is needlessly put in danger. In danger of injury, medical bills, surgery, lost jobs, quality of life changes, and future expenses. All it takes is one driver and one dangerous choice. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been representing injured victims for over 25 years. We can help you put your life back together again. We'll fight the insurance company who defends those who injure you and your family, those who make dangerous choices. At Bell and Pollock, we are experienced injury attorneys who care about you and your family. Reach us at bellpollock.com or Champions of the people.com or call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. One call, that's all.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, are you ready? Here we go. The Bell and Pollock Injury Show, Champions of the People, our website, championsofthepeople.com, because for years we have championed people's causes to help them put their lives back together again once they've been injured in a trauma, a crash. Our usual example, including today's example, is a motor vehicle crash. You've been injured by an at-fault driver. Let's say you were T-boned. They ran a red light to hit you on the passenger side door. It's caved in. And now you've got injuries, and off to the doctor you go, off to physical therapy, acupuncture, conservative modalities of treatment, and then the fight starts with the insurance company for the at-fault party because they don't want to pay you anything, or pay you little, or next to nothing, or undervalue your claim. And what are you going to do about it? There are ways to beat this, but you have to understand it's a war first. You have to understand you need a strategy, a legal game plan. We have a book. It's so important. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Download free an e-copy of our book, any of our books. We have six books to give you the information. One of them is called Legal Game Plan. If you got in your car and you turned on the navigation system, you want the system to tell you how to navigate the streets, turn left, turn right, go straight. You need a strategy. You need to learn how, in these cases, to navigate the insurance system. How to navigate your injury claim so you're successful at the end and you don't get squashed by the insurance company. and their strategies. They have a strategy. Why don't you have a strategy? You can't just guess and come out ahead in this area. You just can't do it. We're talking about injury. So you've been injured in a car crash. That's our example. One of the ways the insurance company is going to fight you is they're going to say to you, your injuries, okay, we understand, and we got your medical records because we've told you how to do that properly. Okay, so we, the insurance company, have your medical records, and so we're going to fight you on causation. Causation is a huge word. You need to learn this word, causation. And you say, well, wait a minute. That's easy to prove. I didn't have these symptoms, or I had no symptoms. I got rear-ended, and therefore the crash caused them. That's not always that easy. That's not always that feasible to process that through the insurance company, because they fight causation in a variety of ways.
Sure. You're looking at a thing where you start out going, this is such a simple process. And then, you get people involved who start trying to tilt the process. And what they do is they change the process. That's what they do. They change the process to make it more complicated so they can mislead you. And that's what they do. They just complicate it, and they mislead you with the complications. It's pretty simple. I got in my car this morning as I was headed off to work, and I felt really good. I felt fine, and I was driving down the road, and I said goodbye to the wife and kids, and everything was fine. And then I was in a crash. And in that crash, after that crash, I've had headaches, I've had back pain, I've had some numbness going down my legs, and I haven't felt well since the crash happened. A month later, I'm still not feeling well. 2 months later, I'm still not feeling well. Now, all of a sudden, I think, you know what? I haven't recovered. I'm not feeling well. So I think I'll go to the doctor. So I go to the doctor, and I go into the doctor, and the doctor says, well, you know, let's try this massage, or let's try this physical therapy, or let's try and do this or that. And the doctor says, come back and see me if it's giving you more problems. And so, you know, I go out and I try to work at it a little bit longer, and I try and see if I'm going to get better. And I wait another month before I do anything. And then I go and I look and I say, doctor, it's not getting better. The doctor says, let's do some tests and look, does some stuff, calls up my health insurance company to get permission. Health insurance company may or may not give permission for MRI. So you don't know, that may get delayed also. And what you finally do is say, no, since the day of that crash, I've had these problems. And someday or some way, the MRI shows that you've got a bulging disc. And now you've got a problem because it's pressing on certain nerves in your spinal cord, and it's causing all these problems. And so you go to the insurance company and say, pay me. Just compensate me for all these doctor bills and all this pain and suffering I'm going through and the things they couldn't do. And they look and they say, our car accident didn't cause it. What? Our car accident? Couldn't have been our car accident. There was something wrong with you before you got in the car. That's what your real problem is. Or it couldn't be ours because you've had a gap. You waited too long to go see the doctor. It just couldn't be ours. That's not ours. And anybody using common sense goes back and goes, stop this and just do what you're supposed to do and do the right thing. But insurance companies don't do that. They immediately start saying it's not ours. And they say, and by the way, I want you to know, I've got a whole lot of doctors that I pay millions of dollars to every year that are going to come in and support our position that there's no way we caused any of that problem.
Right. They attack causation. And we're still talking about causation. That's a huge word. You have to prove the crash caused your injuries. And you might sit there and think that's a no-brainer, but we're trying to explain to you how they fight this, how they attack this, how they go after this. One of the ways is to say you had a pre-existing condition. And you, let's look at your records 11 years ago. 11 years ago, you were working in the yard, you pulled muscles in your back, you went to the doctor, and you said you had a back problem, low back problem, and it hurt. Now, they say, the insurance company says to you, you're claiming a low back injury. But you, they say, already had the low back injury 11 years ago. And then you say, wait a minute, I treated for two physical therapy sessions 11 years ago. I never had another problem in the last 11 years. So it can't be. It has to be coming from the accident. So that's why they want it. That's one way they fight causation. Pre-existing condition. You had a pre-existing condition. So you and your attorney need to know this attack, how it's going to happen, so you can win this war. You can win right at the beginning. You can win in the middle. You can win in the end. But you have to know what you're doing. And your attorney has to know what they're doing. You have to have a legal game plan. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Get a free ebook. All of our books are free. Call us 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. How else do they fight causation? One way, and we've just touched the surface, believe me, is they say you had a pre-existing condition. Another way, they and their high-priced doctors that they specially pay and specially hire, that you will have to eventually go to the stranger doctor, and we're going to do a show on that. The stranger doctor you have to go to, and this doctor is going to say one or two things. You weren't injured in the crash. It was all pre-existing. It was related to something else. For example, if you have mental pain and suffering, if you have anxiety, distress, they want to see your counseling records. And they say, well, that's the source of your mental stress and your anxiety, your counseling records. It was your divorce. It was how you were raised as a child. Your parents weren't good to you. Your sisters weren't good to you. That's your real problem. That's not one way they fight it. And then they fight the pre-existing condition. Another way. And we see this all the time. So, you know, they say in the military, listen up. Here we go. What they say is, well, the medical literature says a person like you with a neck problem, you should be over this in 6 weeks. So their high-priced doctors either say, A, you don't have it, or B, you should be over this. Because most people, that's the key words, most people are expected, that's another key word, expected to be over this. And so since most people are expected to be over it, you should be over it.
Well, of course you should be over it. I mean, the only reason you're not over it is because you're a phony. You're a fake. You suddenly become this dishonest person who's doing this just for money. We all know you're a fake. I mean, you wouldn't have gone to get a lawyer if you weren't a fake and a phony. Of course, we don't talk about the fact the insurance companies have lawyers on their side and they train their people, their adjusters through their attorneys on exactly what to say and how to legally defeat your claim. But you have to be a phony and a fake. So this isn't something our car accident did. In fact, you're not hurt. So we're going to send surveillance out. And now we're going to have people watching you. We're going to have them watching you on anything you do. And if you happen to do one thing that seems contradictory, one thing, then they're going to use it against you and they trap you. Well, what haven't you been able to do since the crash? Well, I have not been able to go on long walks. Have you tried going a long walk? No. Then you don't know if you can or not. On the other hand, I have not been able to go on long walks. Oh, okay, thank you. And then they've got somebody who has watched you go on what they consider to be a long walk while you tried it, and they prove you've been on a long walk. So now you're a liar. Of course, they don't talk about when you got home, you had to go straight to bed, or you had to get some painkillers, or you had to take other measures to try and deal with the pain, telling yourself, I can never do this again. And you learn that. They don't do that. They just get ready to pounce with their surveillance people, who are very good at making sure they piece together little parts of how they're going to prove that you're a liar, because you're not really hurt, period.
You need to understand this is war, but you need to understand you can win this war. You can win. This all sounds complicated. It sounds terrifying. It sounds, my gosh, will I ever get through this process? Yes. We've done it many, many times and helped people put their lives back together again. But you can see you need expertise. You need guidance. You need legal advice. You need attorneys that understand the system. For over 30 years, we've helped people put their lives back together again. So, yes, you can win. Yes, you will win. If you do the right things, and if you have the right facts and circumstances, they have to be investigated and applied. You must listen. You must protect yourself. So you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900 and championsofthepeople.com. How else do they try to attack your case? Causation. Look, how are you going to prove this? You didn't have the symptom before in your neck. You never had a symptom before in your neck. You never had any pre-existing condition. They don't like that. That's one way that you do it. And so that you say, I didn't have the symptom before. Another way is you say and prove that there was objective evidence. There's MRIs or x-rays or positive facet joint loading. There's objective evidence of my injury. That's provable. That proves causation. That puts it right in their face. There are other ways. We don't have time, obviously, on the show to cover every way, but we're educating you. You must prove causation. You must be able to show this and prove this. You must be able to get it to the insurance company so that you don't default into one of their computer categories where they just say you got a soft tissue, minor ache and pain, and it's all going to go away, and surely you should have recovered. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. Next up, insurance coverages and how you recover damages.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Are you ready? We're ready for you. Here we go, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show, the only show of its kind. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs, and we have done and still do cases all over the state of Colorado. You can call us from anywhere. We also do workers' compensation cases. We've done cases in Sterling, Colorado. We've done them in Durango. We've done them in Steamboat Springs, Fort Collins. We've done them. We can come to you. If you've been injured, we can answer your questions. 303-795-5900. And you know, if you go to our website, we have all of our podcasts, of all of our shows there. All the subjects are covered. All the specialty areas are covered. All the information is there. All of our books are there. championsofthepeople.com. All for you. So, you've been injured in this accident. You got injuries. You've been treating with a doctor. And you're going to make an insurance claim with the at-fault party's insurance carrier. That's called liability insurance. So let's use an example. Let's say they had the minimum of $25,000. No more. No more. Let's say your medical bills in this example are $40,000. But you have damages over and above your medical bills. You have your own pain and suffering, your physical anatomical injuries, your loss of quality of life, your economic losses, affect your job, and on and on. So what do you do? So, Brad, let's cover that right now. They got $25,000 of liability coverage, $40,000 of medical bills. And so where does the injured person go to collect?
Well, that becomes the problem, and that becomes a question going back to a couple of things. And one of the first ones is, do you have a good agent? And agents are always trying to get your business. But the question is, are they trying to protect you, and are they trying to help you? Because if you have the $25,000 of coverage and $45,000 of medical bills, and I'm sure all of you are thinking, well, I'll just go to my health insurance company. But your health insurance company is going to want what they call subrogation. They're going to want this money back. So you need more coverage. You need more. And in this day and age, with the cost of medical care, that $25,000 really is not very much. I applaud everybody who goes out and follows the law and gets insurance. That's what you're supposed to do. But try to get more. Talk to your agent. Talk to ways you can get more. Do not give up certain features of the insurance that's available to you. And one of the things you don't want to give up is underinsured or uninsured motorist coverage. You want to make sure you get the highest amount you can afford. And when I say the highest amount you can afford, if that means having to give up a latte at Starbucks every week or a couple during the week, give them up and get the coverage. You need it. Do not waive your med pay. If you've got med pay, hold on to it. Get more if you can. Once again, if it means having to give up some of these luxuries that you have, then give them up and get your coverage. You need this coverage, and you will need it when the crash happens. And I can't tell you how many times in cases I have where I've gotten all the insurance money available, and the person who's caused the crash doesn't have much insurance money, and I've gotten all the underinsured motorist coverage money available, and it's just not enough to take care of my injured person.
Right.
Not enough.
You need to understand UIM, underinsured motorist coverage. So let's go back to our example. $25,000 of coverage from the at-fault party, the one who T-boned you and drove in the passenger door, sent you off to the emergency room and medical treatment. That person only has $25,000 of insurance coverage, and you have $40,000 of medical bills. And as Brad just said, if you have health insurance, they're going to want to be paid back. So what do you do? What you do is get our book called Colorado Car Insurance, the Essential Guideline. There's examples in there. There's insurance policy examples. There's narrative instructions. There's arrows pointing to you exactly the pertinent and important parts of the insurance policy. But let's cover it right now. What do? Today. Right now, you make a call and you increase your UIM, underinsured motorist coverage, to the highest limits you can afford. Let's say you have done that. Let's say you made it $250,000 or $500,000. So now the person has $25,000 of coverage, the one who hits you. You have $40,000 of medical bills, so where do you go? You go to your own car insurance policy under the UIM category, which you were smart enough to get $500,000. Now, that $500,000 is available. They're not going to automatically pay you, but it's available to be claimed against. And there you have the money to cover for all your damages, general damages, special damages, lost wages, pain and suffering, physical injuries, anatomical deficits, and on and on. So that's the basic part. So rather, let's also talk a little bit about MedPay, because UIM is essential. You're going to get the highest amount of UIM you can get. But how does MedPay figure into this picture?
Yeah, if you go back to MedPay, we talk about a concept that we used to have years and years ago. And for those of you who are listening that remember no-fault insurance, you know what I'm talking about when we talk about a concept years and years ago. That was a concept that every insurance policy, every car insurance policy, carried within it coverage for injured persons to take care of them, to give them medical care, to give them medical benefits, regardless of fault. It was just there for every person. And all you had to do is go buy the no-fault insurance. That went away. It's no longer available. It's sunsetted. The legislature did not renew that requirement that insurance companies pay that. And so now we're left with MedPay. MedPay is an automatic $5,000 unless you waive it. Please don't waive it. You want that MedPay. And now what that does is that pays $5,000 for you and for anybody else in the car. And if you have it, it pays for all of your family members. It pays $5,000 towards their medical care, regardless of fault. It might have been caused by you. You still have the $5,000 available. You pay an extra premium for it, but it's a very small amount that you pay. And what you should do is try and get more. Ask your agent, can I get $10,000? Can I get $15,000? Can I get $20,000? Can I get $25,000? Quite often that's available. Does it cost more money? Yes. Is it the most inexpensive form of health insurance you can have? Yes. Is it more likely that you're going to use that form of health insurance before you're going to use any other kind of health insurance? Probably. It's a very important part of coverage. And you got to remember, if you have children that are resident relatives that live with you, and they go out and get in a car, or they go out and with somebody on a trip they're taking, or on a school excursion that they're going someplace, that your child is covered with that MedPay. If your teenager is getting in a car with another teenager, your teenager is covered under that MedPay. You want to have that covered. If your spouse is going out and getting in a car, they're covered under that MedPay. That MedPay is very, very vital to your family's safety and the care of your family.
You know, MedPay provides coverage for the medical payments of your medical bills, but it doesn't stop there. So under the typical example, we just said you had $25,000 of coverage from the at-fault party, you have $40,000 of medical bills, and if you have health insurance, then they're going to want to be paid back the $40,000. And we're trying to explain to you where that money comes from, and then how do you make money? How are you paid fairly and compensated fairly for your injuries? Well, MedPay, if you have higher limits or any limits, MedPay, they're not allowed by law anymore. They used to be, but they're not allowed by law to be paid back. So let's go to our example. $25,000 of liability coverage. That's not enough to cover you. That by the at-fault party, $40,000 of medical bills. What if you had $50,000 of MedPay? What if? And you recovered the money. If you had health insurance, you'd have to pay the health insurance company back for their payment of the medical bills. If you have MedPay, you don't have to pay that back. That goes to you. There's your incentive. There's the strategy. There's the game plan. Have the highest MedPay you can afford because that money goes to you. You don't have to get it and then pay it back to the MedPay company, your own car insurance company. You don't have to do that. And that's why we preach it. And get a copy of our book. We explain it in our book, The Colorado Car Insurance Essential Guideline. Go to championsofthepeople.com. Get a free ebook, any of them, six books for you. The other one, you know, let's assume you are a pedestrian or on your bicycle. And we have a book called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. But let's just take you're a pedestrian or you're on your bicycle and you're hit by a car. Can you get your MedPay? If you're hit by a car, you weren't in a car. You were a pedestrian. You were walking. You were on your bicycle. Can you get your UIM coverage? Answer is yes, because a car was involved in the crash. A car was involved in your injuries. And so, Brad, I don't think a lot of people understand that they don't have to be in their car to trigger MedPay or UIM.
No, they don't have to be. It's got to be a crash as a result of a car, or it's got to be injury incurred as a result of a car. And the excellent part about it is it goes with you wherever you go, and it goes to your family members. that are within the policy and within the household. It's a very important coverage that you just don't want to give up. And when your agent, if you have an agent who's encouraging you or trying to get you to give it up, you want to think about getting a different agent. That's just not the type of agent you want. You want somebody who's going to protect you and make sure you have the protections available to take care of you in the future.
And we talk about it every time somebody comes into their office. You know, you come into our office, the conversation would go something like this. What happened in the accident? Well, you have a copy of the accident report. Let's take a look at that. Do they have liability insurance? Yes, they do. They won't tell you what the policy limits are, which we covered at the top of the show. Yes, they do. But what am I going to do? Because when I called the insurance company, they said the policy had expired. The liability policy doesn't exist. So you're going to go to your own UM, uninsured motorist coverage, on your own car insurance policy. And that's where you're going to collect for all of your injuries, damages, and losses. And then you're going to go to your MedPay on your own car insurance policy and collect from that. And you're going to have your medical bills paid, and you do not have to pay MedPay back. All these concepts are very important. You know, and to drive it home a little bit further, you've heard ads, I'm sure, many times to say, we at XYZ Insurance Company, we can save you $400 a month. We can save you $250 a month. We can save you $600 a month. We can save you $2,000 a year. Well, yeah, you can. When you waive MedPay, you have to do it in writing. When you waive underinsured motorist coverage, it's going to save some money. But you're going to be on the downside once you're injured, because those are the first questions we as injury attorneys ask and find out, investigate, and discover. That's what happens. That's what's important to be looked at. So you need to have the highest UIM you can get. You know, you can go to our book, Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. Even if you have a hit and run, does that trigger your own car insurance? Yes. You're a pedestrian. Yes. You can recover under UM, under uninsured motorist coverage, for all your damages, injuries, and losses, for all your injuries, for all your medical bills, for your lost wages, for your loss of quality of life. You can recover, even though you're a pedestrian, even though you're on a bicycle. We've done it many, many times, because a car, a vehicle, a truck was involved in the crash and caused the injuries and the trauma. Because a car was involved. So why wouldn't you today, right now, call your insurance company and raise your UIM, UM limits as high as possible, get your MedPay as high as possible, and get a copy of our book, the Colorado Car Insurance Essential Guideline. You know, point your legal compass to true north before a crash occurs. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Next up, we're going to show you how to put all this together to make a claim with the insurance company. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. When you've been injured in a car crash, you're up against large insurance companies and their lawyers. You need experienced attorneys on your side. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We've been representing injured victims just like you for over 25 years. We can help put your life back together again. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. Bell & Pollock, Colorado's premier injury law firm. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. You ready? We're ready for you. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. For over 30 years, we've helped injured victims put their lives back together again. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have offices in Denver, Greenwood Village, Steamboat Springs, and we do injury cases all over the state of Colorado, and that includes workers' compensation cases representing injured workers. So you've had this accident. We've talked a lot about liability, we've talked about causation, we've talked about damages, and we've talked about insurance coverages. So Brad, let's just kind of go through an analysis technique. If somebody comes in, you're going to analyze liability, causation, and damages. How does that work?
Well, this is one of the things that gets me going a little bit, because we have so many people saying, what's my case worth, or I'll value your case, or I'll tell you what it's worth, and then they start telling you how great they've done as far as what they've recovered for you. There's so many factors that go into learning about your case that a good lawyer is going to spend some time trying to figure it out, and it's going to give you a range, but even then, sometimes the range is something the lawyer has to be very careful about. When you come in to our office and we start talking about your injuries, the first thing we need to know is what your injuries are and what kind of medical care is necessary and what kind of medical care will be required, not just now, but in the future, to get you as close as possible back to where you were immediately prior to the crash occurring. And that takes looking at medical records. That takes talking to doctors. That takes talking to you. We talk quite often when you come in and somebody starts saying, well, you know, what's this worth? And you look and say, are you going to recover? How much more in medical expenses is going to be spent to get you there? And can your doctor even say if you're going to recover 100%? And a lot of times they go, no, no, no. And you look and say, these are all factors that we have to look at. We have to give some time to try and figure out exactly what's going on. So we need to spend the time to find that out. Then no lawyer should be valuing your claim without knowing something about you. They should learn about you. They should know and learn about who you are and what you're about and what your life was before the crash versus your life after the crash and how the crash has affected you. Were you an early riser and can you no longer get out of bed in the morning? Are you unable to get out of the bed throughout the day because of pain? Do you have to go back to bed? Do you have times when you can't do your job because your headaches are so significant that you never had before, that you have to close the door and turn off the lights and do nothing? Are you getting accommodations from your current employer because you've been with them 5, 10, 15 years and they're willing to work with you, versus what happens when that job goes away and now you're trying to find a new job? There are so many factors that are involved that the only real way you do it is by spending time with a lawyer, having the lawyer learn about you, and learning quite a bit about who you are and what you're about through different alternative means of communication.
Frankly, you need lawyers who care, actually really care about you. Not just make it a number, not just churn it through, not just try to get a quick settlement. We've had people call us on the radio and ask us questions. Well, the insurance company wants to give me pay my medical bills of $2,000 and give me $500 for pain and suffering. And the scenario goes something like this. Well, do you know what your injuries are? Well, not really. Does your doctor, have they given a definitive diagnosis and prognosis for you? No. So your doctor doesn't know exactly what's wrong with you yet? No. Well, if you don't know, and if your doctor doesn't know, then how does the insurance company know? How do they know how much to pay you for your injuries if they don't know what your injuries are? That's the way this works. That's why you have to protect yourself. You know, and a lot of people, Brad and I have talked about it over the years, a lot of people come in our office and they say to Brad, they say to me, well, how much is my case worth? And our usual answer at the beginning is, I don't know. And that sounds like a real stupid answer from an attorney. I don't know. That's an honest answer. That's an answer that says we need to investigate this. We need to know how this affects you. We need to know about your pre-existing conditions. We need to know about your frailties. We need to know about your loss of quality of life. We need to know about your symptoms and future medical treatment. Then, after this is evaluated and investigated, then we can give you a range and we can tell you what your case is probably worth and how to approach this through the insurance company and navigate the insurance maze, i.e., a legal game plan. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to help you. Brad, let's do say you have to lay a solid foundation. Let's say you got to lay this foundation for this house, this injury claim. And so you have to analyze liability. You have to analyze causation. You have to analyze and understand damages.
Right. And when we start talking about the causation and liability, hopefully you get past that quite soon. You're able to get the accident report. You're able to talk to witnesses. You're able to talk to different people and determine what that's all about. Causation. A lot of times you're looking at doctors. You're trying to determine what is or isn't relevant to the trauma that was incurred and what leads to that particular injury and why do you have it. But where a lot of work comes between the lawyer and the client and between the lawyer's staff and the client, between the communications that are built in one form or another, is the lawyer talking to the client and the client talking back to the lawyer about how they live their life. And you got to get an idea what their life is all about. You're painting a picture of this person before and after the crash occurred, how it's changed. And, you know, the picture you do of after the crash has to look into the future and has to talk about it. Well, you can't do that without learning about your client, getting to know them, getting an idea of who they are and what they're about and exactly what's occurred and what's gone on. Yes, there. You can say, well, what about run of the mill? Okay, if I have this injury, shouldn't it pay this amount? And if I have so much in medical bills, shouldn't they pay three times the amount or four times the amount? Well, those formulas have gone away a long time ago. They're just not really relevant anymore. You cannot identify what if the medical bills are $10,000. That doesn't mean your case is automatically worth four times the $10,000. It just doesn't work.
Right. You need to analyze the injuries. You need attorneys that can help you do that. We do that at Bell & Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can get our books there. You can get our books on insurance coverages, on Colorado car insurance, legal game plan. We have one book entitled Don't Get Hurt Twice in the Same Accident. Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. Twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. So you have to analyze this, build the proper foundation through liability, causation, damages, understand the injured person, you, the victim. Then you must have experienced attorneys to help you navigate successfully the insurance maze and the insurance pitfalls and traps. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? You have to know how to do this. You can't just guess. You have to have your own built-in navigation system legally, ethically, for your injury claim. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. So part of this process, Brad, as we've covered in the show, involves analyzing the insurance coverages and where you go to make the claim.
Right. You have to know where to go to take the claim. You have to know where to go to find people who are experienced in this area of the law and in this area of medical care. There are a lot of people who aren't experienced in trauma-related injuries, and there are a lot of people who aren't experienced in how to address the claim or how to approach the claim and what to do with the claim. That again, is something that you need to make sure you have lawyers who've been, as I say, around the block and understand what they're talking about and are willing to talk to you about it and can sit down and explain it, can sit down and talk to you. Not every claim is worth what you're seeing on TV of $400,000 or $200,000. Or, you know, the belief that a claim is worth whatever you see on TV is not true. Spend the time with your lawyer to figure out how unique your claim is. It may be worth hundreds of thousands or $1 million. It may very well be, but then again, it may not. And what you want is you want somebody who's going to sit down and be realistic with you and just talk to you about what really is are the facts and what are the ranges of compensation that you should be looking at.
If you talk to an attorney and you're explaining your injuries, and let me give you some examples. You say, I've got this situation, I've got pain in my neck, etc. It won't go away. You know, it should click in your attorney's mind that you might need a pain doctor. You know, we don't practice medicine, but we've been through this long enough to know that you might need a pain doctor. If you've got a concussion, maybe a traumatic brain injury, that's a whole different protocol of treatment by neuropsychologist, maybe psychologist, maybe brain scans. Maybe MRIs. If you have a sore neck or a sore low back and your MRI was negative and then you still have got it, maybe you need facet treatment. Maybe you need injections. Maybe you need a transforaminal epidural steroid injection bilaterally on both sides, maybe one side. Maybe the SI joint is involved, but you need to know. I mean, we could talk about this forever, but you need to know and you need to have a game plan to protect you. Get a copy of our book, Legal Game Plan. We trademarked, protected it. Bell and Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, for a reason. We champion people's causes. So if you give us a call, you can come in for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan tailored to your accident, your injuries, your condition, your medical treatment, your medical condition before the accident, your medical condition after the accident, post-accident. Does it make a difference? Yes. A huge difference for you. And then you know how to navigate the insurance maze. Then you can get through with a successful injury claim because you've built the proper foundation on liability, causation, and damages. You need attorneys who can do this for you. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We're here for you.